Madison Police Captain Cam McClay says that right now there's no set protocol for first responders who need to contact the families of car crash victims. McClay says they often have to get creative to find next of kin.
We run license plates, we look at driver's licenses if they're on the person, then we start checking the car for identifying information. And all this proposal does is it puts this contact information right in those locations where law enforcement people are going to start looking anyway.
The ICE program asks motorists to designate personal contacts in their cell phones with the letters ICE and keep a card with contact information in the glove box or center console. That way, emergency crews who need to contact a relative for medical information or permission for a procedure will know where to look. AAA Wisconsin is organizing the ICE program. Spokeswoman Pam Moan says not enough people think about issues like this.
Nobody ever wakes up in the morning and plans to be in a traffic crash, but unfortunately, they happen every day, and these are a couple of small, simple steps that we can all take to expedite the notification of our loved ones and the care that we need if, in fact, we were ever to be in that situation.
A similar program got underway last year in Green Bay, and Moen says AAA is working with law enforcement agencies to bring it to the rest of the state. Information on the ICE program, as well as identification cards, can be picked up at local AAA offices, police departments, and many independent insurance agencies. Adam Hintertour, Wisconsin Public Radio.